This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
I'm sorry. Are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Billis.
And today, I understand you have an interesting topic for us, so why don't you take it away?
Well, many years ago, when Guild Wars 2 first got started, they had this, it was an event. This massive ship, a massive flying ship, came to town and landed in this area called the Labyrinthine Cliffs. And the ship is manned by a nomadic group of people who are traders. They've got all kinds of rare and exotic goods, and they just fly from area to area trading. And they're a very peaceful people, and they have a very zen-like demeanor. You know, everything's, you know, going to happen for a reason. And they use these crystals. They call them the aspect crystals. These crystals, there's three different kinds. One, the air crystal allows you to jump much higher than you normally would be able to. The second one allows you to do like a lightning pull where you target an area and you jump from point A to point B. And the third one gives you this rush, this blur of motion, so you can go from point A to point B really quickly, but it allows you to pass through barriers that you normally couldn't get through. And so basically it's a whole new way to explore.
Okay.
And along with it came this scavenger hunts, where they've got these little tokens that you have to find. There's like, in one, I think the last time they did it, there was like 30 of them scattered amongst the cliffs. And at the time, they didn't have gliding, they didn't have mounts, they didn't have any of the things that they have now, like the elite specializations. So you had to use these aspects to make these wild-ass jumps out onto this little tiny rope to get this one token. And you're standing over this gaping chasm, like 500 feet down. And at the time, I really felt the effects of vertigo from some of these jumps.
Okay.
And it was jumping puzzle frustration to the nth degree. I mean, it was just beyond any other jumping puzzle I've ever done. Kind of difficult, but I had that moment of, holy shit, I did it. I beat it. I got all of them. And now they're bringing it back.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. Even though it was frustrating as hell, it was a lot of fun. They have all kinds of things to do. They've got this Sanctum Sprint Race, which you're using those aspect crystals to clear obstacles. You know, like you're running along and you hit an air crystal that allows you to leap over this barrier, this big wall in the way. Or there's this energy barrier that you have to use the one crystal that allows you to blur through it. Or you have to jump clear out to this platform and then to another one. And so you use the lightning pull to go from here to here to here.
Okay.
And it's just a race.
So they're brought back a one-time event again.
But they're turning it into an annual event now, where they come back every summer and this event shows up.
Oh, you didn't mention that before.
Well, I was getting there. I was basically laying the groundwork, going over the detail of what it is. So, and when it first came out, there was a lot to it. And it basically kept you busy 90% of the time just with that, for that two-week period that it was there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of other things you can do. I'm having trouble remembering them all. But one of the things that I enjoyed besides the race was the they had like this this one character. He was doing magic tricks, and you could just sit and watch him do his tricks. It was amusing. And down below, there was a an event that would kick off, because in amongst all the other things you had to do, events were going off like crazy around the Zephyrites. You know, bandits would attack, or this would happen, or this would happen. You'd have to fight off whatever was summoned, because there was people doing shit along the ramparts of the ship, and all of a sudden a boss monster would show up, and you'd have to, you know, take him down. Or he'd run amok and really screw with the racers, because it sucked to be a racer and have a boss monster show up and throw you off the ship. Yeah, your race is ended. But that's not the only thing that's going on. They've, now that they're making it a annual event, now that we have elite specializations, we have gliding, we have mounts, and all these other things, they've accounted for that. So now there's more things to do with your mounts. There's more races going on because of the mounts. The mounts are going to be in those races. And now when you're mounted, you can use the aspect crystals while mounted, which is going to be a completely different, I mean, it's going to be a game changer for the way the mount races go. The other thing is they want you to bring your griffins, because there's a whole lot more to explore. And if that was it, if that's all they were doing for their summer festival, that would, in my opinion, blow the hell out of every other summer festival out there. But it's not. They're also bringing back Queen Jenna's Crown Pavilion. And the Crown Pavilion is basically Nirvana for AOE farmers. It originally came out as she was trying to show her people that she was there for them. She was, you know, trying to, you know, make a bigger presence so that her people would see that she's not just hiding away from all the problems of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did this coronation where she showed up, and this is when the whole Living Story 1 was going, where Scarlet, the crazy Silvari, was wreaking havoc.
Right.
Well, of course, she showed up and caused a bunch of chaos. But the coronation had two main things going on. There was these tiered fighting areas where you could fight all the enemies of Kryta. There was centaurs in one, there was bandits in another, there were destroyers in a third one. There was all these different enemies. There's five different fighting areas.
Okay.
And just wave after wave of monsters. And of course, you know, the one big boss that when you took him down, you got the rewards. And now they've taken the ogre one out, because ogres are mostly everybody's friend right now.
Okay.
So what they've brought in instead is the White Mantle cult, which they brought out, they brought back with one of the more recent Living Stories. So we've got a whole new enemy, and nobody knows what the boss is going to be like in that one, because the bosses have been pretty badass. And they've updated all the bosses with new abilities, new stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. But the other thing that you could do at the Crown Pavilion is one-on-one fights. There were up above the Crown Pavilion, there were these things where you could go and fight this champion solo. And if you beat that champion, then you moved up to this champion. And it was basically a test to see how far you could go in this row of champions before you got beat. And it was basically a way to, you know, measure your penis on how well you did on beating all these bosses.
Mm.
And if you beat all the bosses, then you got to, I guess now you're getting to do it again, but at a higher difficulty level. And so with all these new elite specializations and all these builds that people have perfected to make their character the most, you know, precision killing machine out there, you get to test and see how good your build actually is by going against all these different bosses, just one after another. And I guess, if I heard right, they're making that so you can actually do it one on five. So you have to take on five different enemies. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, lots that's
and
cool.
Lots of things to do.
That's always a good thing because normally, at least up till now, hasn't this time of year been kind of quiet in Guild Wars 2?
I think Super Adventure Box, which is like in April, is the last holiday until October.
Yeah, that's a bit of dearth of festivals.
That's a huge freaking gap. I mean, like with WoW, every 6 weeks you get a festival.
Yeah, and they have other things in between that go along as well. Dark Moon Fair and things like that. Dark Moon Fair is every freaking month.
But it's just one of those things where now we've got this massive event going on, and right. I am looking forward to it.
Well, that's nifty, but first of all, isn't it a little long time in coming? I mean, Guild Wars 2 has been out for 6 years now.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. Trust me, people have been clamoring for something to do during the summer, and they have had summer events, but the way they originally designed the game was these were not going to be repeatable. You know, they did like Dragon Bash, which was a load of fun, but they never brought it back because it was supposed to be a one-time event. This big event that if you didn't show up for it and you missed out on it, sucks to be you, because you'll never get to see it again. And that's what the Crown Pavilion was going to be, and same with the Zephyrites. But then they brought the Zephyrites back into the living story with the Heart of Thorns expansion. And they really didn't do anything with the Zephyrites this whole time, since Heart of Thorns came out. I mean, that's an expansion prior to Path of Fire.
Sure.
They didn't do dick with them. They just kind of left them hanging. And so finally, they're giving them some love and bringing them back for at least something.
Yeah.
Which, you know, makes a lot of sense because they're also a pretty big part of Path of Fire, too.
Yeah.
Or at least the living stories parts of it. Anyway.
Well, that's interesting. But, you know, we've already mentioned World of Warcraft, obviously.
Yeah.
As it's, you know, let's be honest, it's probably the most straight up compared apples to apples game with Guild Wars 2.
Well, even though the amount of time I've played with any particular game, the only other one I put any amount of time in on was WoW.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, basically when people think of Guild Wars 2, if they're thinking of a comparable game, usually WoW gets brought up first.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, they've got a summer festival. It's, you know, it's tried, it's true.
Yeah, it's Midsummer Fire Festival.
Right. And I couldn't tell you the basic stuff that goes on there. I know there's, you know, bonfires. Woo.
Yeah, you go on light bonfires, or you sneak over to the enemy side and you snuff their bonfires.
Right. Whoa.
Got the Burning Man.
Yeah, that's about the coolest thing there.
It's mostly they're trying to that whole event was mostly to try and initiate open world PvP because you show up in the enemy site and you start throwing tar balls or something at the enemy's Burning Man to try and piss off the opposite team.
Yeah.
And so they're gonna come and attack you.
Ooh. Right.
And same with snuffing their fire.
Yeah.
Trying to light your own fire. It was a way to try and spark open world PvP, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of. So that event really held no interest for me.
I would do the PvE side of things on it, but that's about it. But yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot to it.
Right. But, you know, it's certainly not like their Halloween festival or anything like that. But point is that's, you know, most companies that have not necessarily just like the Fire Festival, but they have summer festivals where you do a few things and that's that. But really, when I'm thinking about it, if I have to think, okay, summer festivals, the one that would come closest to what you're talking about is Rift. Their summer festival is going on. And as of the time of this recording. And yeah, it's got the usual stuff in the major cities. They usually set up a carnival where there's different attractions, different games you can play, and whatnot. The balloon stomp is a favorite of mine. It's loads of fun. You jump on your mount and just hop up and down, tied to pop balloons in a certain amount of time. And you run out and you turn in your tickets and whatnot. It's great fun, especially when you get literally the whole area is full of people and they're doing hopping in unison. As soon as the balloons appear, all of them get popped and everybody's grouped together. So it's like this massive, okay, we've cleared the event, run out. Next group of people come in and start hopping up and down. It's kind of fun to watch. But
well, one thing you reminded me of, they've got, there's an event in Amnoon, which is part of the Path of Fire expansion. Where it's Casino Blitz. Basically what it is they've got these tokens that you have to, you can reach most of them by on the ground, but there are some that you have to jump really high to get to, and some of them you have to kind of glide to, or they're on these platforms, so you have to be able to do these long jumps to get to, so they're, you know, perfect for mounts. But you collect all these tokens within a set period of time, and if you get the prerequisite number of tokens, then it rolls over and you get to do it again, and you try and catch as many as you can within this set period of time, and then everybody gets rewards for how well the group did. That's how they're basing one of the events in the Labyrinthian Cliffs on that event, so it's going to be something very similar to it. I forgot about that one until you started talking about that, and it reminded me of the Casino Blitz. So,
right.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's fine. But the point I was making, though, is outside of that, they have some other things going on. But the primary thing is, you know, you've got a parade that you have. You mentioned about the whole driving PvP with the Fire Festival with WoW. They have something like that where you have a parade and the opposing faction is trying to interrupt your parade and you have to run off their agents or fight them and to protect the parade as it goes past the capital. Okay.
Right.
But then they also have, and this is the main thing, they've got piñatas.
Yay?
Yeah. Well, it seems stupid. You're running along and you're like, there is a balloon sitting here of a dragon. It's just sitting there, hanging from the ground, just a balloon. But then you go to attack it, to pop it, and it actually is pretty tough. The thing is, they've got, you know, they've got the random rifts that appear in the game, thus the name. Mm-hmm. Well, they also have these footholds. They'll have invasions that come, they hit a certain place, and they knock out a touchstone. They'll knock that out and replace it with a foothold for that particular element, fire, water, death, whatever. And they'll have monsters that appear there. And the longer it's there, the more powerful it gets and the more difficult it is to beat. Piñatas are very much the same thing, only it's a balloon shaped like a cartoon version of one of the dragons, one of the various, you know, elemental dragons in the game. Mm-hmm. And you sit there, and you can run up to it solo and beat on them. They don't fight back. You just beat on them until they pop. And when they pop, you get rewards. Now, some of them are so tough that you'll basically be there for hours. It will go away on its own before you could possibly beat it. So you have to call in other people to help you out, perhaps even a full raid to knock out this piñata. But the longer it's there, the more it gives in rewards to everybody. My sweetie and I, when she was playing Rift, used to love to run from piñata to piñata so we could just get all kinds of cool rewards just from fighting them. It's stupid. It sounds stupid, but it's fun as heck, at least for a while. I don't do it that much anymore.
Is they've got to be fun, otherwise nobody's going to do them.
Right. So basically I'm saying it's similar. Not at the same, but for its sheer amount of things you can do during the event, I would say Rift has a similar feel to what you're describing. Of course, I haven't actually played in the Guild Wars 2 Summer Festival yet, so I really couldn't say.
Once you get your streaming working, I highly suggest you go to the Zephyrite area and you give it a try, because it doesn't matter what level you are. All levels are available to do this event.
Right.
They will bring your level to an appropriate spot so that you can do any of the events.
Huh. Well, most people have 80s anyway, so.
Well, yeah, but we got a lot of new players. I'm seeing a huge amount of new players in all the starting zones.
Yeah.
I'm answering a lot of questions from a lot of people about stuff that I thought was basic knowledge, but then I forget that I've been playing for 6 years.
Yeah. And I just logged in yesterday as the time of the recording, because I did try to stream Guild Wars 2, and it wouldn't play nice with OBS. But black screens don't look very good for a stream. But the game itself, I looked and I was like, wow, I got an instant 80 icon token again, because I bought, Path of Fire.
Right.
So I was like, I don't even know which character to use this on. I will probably use it on, survey says, a necromancer.
What I would recommend just to pick up the mounts is make yourself an 80 for Path of Fire and go in and get at least a raptor.
Well, yes, I have 80s. I'm just saying, for my token, I'm probably going to... I already have up a Guardian at 80. I have a Revenant at 80. And I've got a Hunter at 80?
A Ranger?
Ranger. Whatever it is, I don't know. I think I got a Ranger. I know it's not a Mage. Yeah, I'd have to say it's probably a Ranger. Probably. Anyway, I think I'd raised up my original Ranger to 80 when I had the chance. But I like necromancers. I'm just not very good with them. So
necromancers have gotten insanely powerful.
Yeah. Well, they look like fun. They look a lot like fun. Look a lot of fun. I liked emos in which was elemental monks in the original Guild Wars. Mm-hmm. But I also liked necromancer monks, Nemos.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like the monk for the healing part of things, but the Nemo was the necromancer side for just kicking the serious ass. So that's why I want to get that feeling back. So,
well, one of the things they've also done, kind of getting off the Fire Festival and the pavilion and all that, they've made changes to the character or to a lot of the characters recently, and for like a necromancer, one of the biggest complaints was the elite skill. They didn't have a very good one for underwater. So what they did is one of the most popular elite skills for necromancers is the flesh golem. You summon up this big meaty tank who just goes in and soaks damage.
Right.
And keeps the monsters fighting him. So your necromancer can just unleash hell.
Yes.
But they didn't have that for underwater. Well, now they do. You have a flesh golem, and when you summon it, it's basically a zombie shark. And it's awesome.
So, okay.
Yeah, necromancers got a lot of love.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what I'll be bumping to 80 then. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I know that's off topic and everything. So overall, you said you think that the new summer festival in Guild Wars 2 is like among the best for MMORPGs.
In my opinion, it is the best. It's going to be the best. I haven't seen it yet because as of this recording, it happens next Tuesday.
So it's already, as of you hearing this, it's been out for a couple days.
Yes.
Oh. I guess time will tell then, huh?
I'm just excited to see what they did with this nostalgic event with mounts available, because now they've also got the roller beetle mount. And that is probably the second most popular mount in the game. just because of how fast it moves, and it's a combat initiator, is you hit it, and instead of like say the Griffin, it does this swoop attack and lands with this big boom and does damage to everything around it.
Right.
The Roller Beetle bursts in this, it goes off in this massive burst of speed and just rolls right over all of the enemies in its path. Because it's a big pill bug beetle.
Yeah.
With this floating saddle behind it that you control it with. So it's okay. Awesome.
Right. Anyway, any other thoughts?
Other than I can't wait for the event to start because I want to see how they did it. I mean, I'll be awful upset if they screwed it up, but I have faith that they're gonna do good by it. They've done a pretty good job so far with all the others, but it'll probably be my second or third favorite event or holiday, the Halloween event being my first and Winter's Day being my second. But depending upon how well this does, it may move to the second place.
Huh. Okay. Well, I ain't got anything else to say because I don't play no Guild Wars 2, but it does have me a hankering for killing some piñatas.
Well, have fun.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.